From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Republican Party has long been associated with free market capitalism, the idea that letting the market work its magic can solve a lot of problems efficiently. Well, Republican views on that appear to be changing. A group from the more populist wing of the party unveiled a kind of economic manifesto yesterday on Capitol Hill. It marks a departure from the party's traditional economic thinking. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was there.
The manifesto calls for eliminating the trade deficit and encouraging manufacturing in the U.S. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio told the audience the GOP should be more skeptical of the free market, especially when corporations do things like move their factories to China.
Because the market says it is more efficient to make medicine in China, basically make anything in China, but it's not in our national interest. So, and it's certainly not in our national interest to create these pockets of despair as well in America.
This group of Republicans also supports guarantees for workers to organize and join unions, although they would also bar unions' political spending. Senator Todd Young, an Indiana Republican, wants to ban non-compete clauses that block a company's employees from going to work for a competitor or starting their own businesses.
You trap employees in that relationship and don't give them the freedom to leave and apply their skills where they can be applied, where there is the most economic value added.
The manifesto also pushes for a monthly benefit of up to $350 per child for working families, and it backs a financial transaction tax that would target what it calls unproductive and speculative transactions by investors. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.